time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show today. Absolutely fantastic Friday, June 12, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Lansing wrapping up the week. Yesterday was sausage making in the weeds, legislation day. We covered all the bills that they were ramming through committees, submitting to the floor, getting ready to wrap up the summer spring break coming July 1st. Part of it is the budget. I'm going to start this story off today with a very interesting idea that I think actually passes our state constitutional muster. House Speaker Matt Hall gave a press conference yesterday afternoon stating that if he can't get a budget deal with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Senate Democrats, House Republicans will work on a four-month budget patch. Fiscal year, this year, current budget, fiscal year 2026, expires at midnight on September 30th, October 1st, the stroke of midnight, you need a new budget for fiscal year 2027. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say it has to be for an entire fiscal year. I looked this up, verified it. It says has to implement the new fiscal year budget at the stroke of midnight. Well, Hall says we could pass a four-month patch budget. October, November, December, and January. Since the new Republican governor will be sworn in on January 1st with the new Republican-controlled Senate, they'd only have to deal with one-third of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final year budget. She'd only get a budget for 4 months, not 12. So whatever wish list she wants that she's willing to sign would only give her basically one-third of her last final year's budget to be in place. I've never seen this ever since doing this show April of 2012. Over 14 years, never seen it ever. Even if the next Senate Majority Leader, Democrats, control the Senate, Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton, said I would get a better deal because he owes me, said Speaker Hall. A reference to his endorsement of Calamari for Democratic leader before it became clear he was even in line for the post. With my endorsement, he now appears to be the next Senate Majority Leader if the Democrats keep control. If they don't, a new Republican governor, Republican caucus in the House, Republican Senate majority in the Senate, we could then finish off the budget for fiscal year 2027 in the month of January. We're going to continue this story later in the show today. Unbelievable idea. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday, June 12th. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. He will be on the ballot August 4th primary election. Want to talk to him, get a feel for how things are going out there on the campaign trail. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm talking with my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, and they just finished proofing the ballots for Antrim County. And I said, was Justin Michael's name on there? She said, absolutely. All 15 township clerks, two villages, one city will be printing up the ballots. And they have to go out a week from this coming Tuesday, June the 23rd. So basically, we're down to the last couple of weeks before ballots, Justin, actually start getting voted on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that we're at crunch time. It's been a long road, 17 months for us on the campaign trail. We just rolled over 83,000 miles in the district last night when we were in Iron Mountain. So that was really cool. We got to experience that with them. Had a great turnout meeting with the Dickinson County Republican Party there. We've been all over the UP on our UP tour this past week, putting in signs, meeting people, getting a ton of support up here. A lot of people coming out and support. We got a lot of people that are supporting us that are cautious about coming out there and saying it because they don't want any retaliation from the establishment. So we're currently up in Houghton, Michigan today. We'll be participating in their Bridge Fest activities. They have a parade this evening that we'll be in. Looking forward to that. It's been great. We're heading to Marquette tomorrow, and then we'll be moving our way on to the Sioux and then to St. Ignace and then to Alpena, where we'll be there for 3 days. So we've been really busy putting tons of miles on. I'm sure by sometime this week, probably next week, when I talk to you, we'll be at somewhere around 85,000 miles in the district in 17 months. No days off. It's tiring, but it's what's needed in this district, and people are really excited about it.
One thing that I noticed, and I don't know if this is a planned strategy, if they're waiting or what, but haven't seen any of your competitors, opposition opponents, putting up the large signs yet. You're the only one putting the 4x8s out. You've got them everywhere. I was really surprised as I drove up through Charlevoix on my way to Petoskey. I had some business up there in Petoskey, and man, your signs are everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily strategy, it's support. You know, people are really excited about the fresh perspective and the new ideas that we have coming in. They love the fact that we're present, that we put in the hard work. You know, a lot of people talk about money in campaigns. In our district, we're different. We value hard work before we value money. I mean, money's important to buy certain things, but we'd much rather have people's vote. And we want to be a voice for people. We don't want to be bought and paid for by special interest groups or lobbyists or foreign entities. We're really fixated on being the voice for the people, and that's what we're doing. We care so much about people. I'm out there every day showing people how much I care about them, how much I want to be a voice for them, how much I want to support them and their communities. And that's why you're seeing the signs out. I mean, people are calling me left and right, please put a sign in our yard. But and if I had unlimited funds, that's what we do, but we don't. So you know, people are very supportive in the regard of understanding where we're at in our campaign, and some people want to point that out as a negative, but most people see it as a positive because they know that we're real and we're authentic, and that's all we can be. But we're out there putting in signs every day. I mean, last night, Randy, after the meeting in Iron Mountain, it was pouring rain. I mean, absolutely just buckets coming down. And someone was like, will you put up a sign in my yard? And absolutely, we'll get out there. I mean, it was freezing cold. Wind was blowing at 40 miles an hour, and we got drenched. But you know what? If someone's willing to put one of our signs in their yard and give us the exposure that we need to further our message, then that's what we do. It's dedication to the district. So,
now I do have a question about your website, JustinMichael4Congress.com. You do have a donate button there. But more importantly, if you scroll down, I really like what it says is fuel the fight for Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula and donate now. If somebody wanted to, for example, can they purchase a sign? Are they able to do that online where they can actually buy it? And then you guys can ask some of your volunteers to get one of them over to them. Is that a possibility, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, really, just make a donation contribution if you want to sign, put it in the notes, and we'll find a way to get it to you. That's what we're doing. You know, I mean, we try to make bulk orders of signs. We got small yard signs, and of course, you've seen the big ones that are out there. And we're putting more in. We've ordered more of the signs, you know, as people get excited about seeing them. Donations are starting to pour in. So, you know, we appreciate that. We always tell people, if you can afford to buy a sign for your neighbor, buy one, you know. But this, again, isn't about money. It's more about just getting people out and voting. And in a primary, you have the opportunity to really capitalize on that. And the people that we're talking to and the support that we're getting on the ground has been amazing. I've tried as hard as I can to show people what we're willing to do in terms of work and our work ethic. And being on the road for 17 months straight has been grueling and utterly exhausting at times, but that's what needs to be done. This district needs someone willing to show up and fight for them and be their voice, and that's what we're doing, and that's why we're getting so much support in our signs and stuff. So yeah, if you want to go to the campaign website, please do. Any contribution counts and helps. We're not out here wasting your money, trust me. We understand how hard you have to work for it, because we're one of you. So, you know, any contribution makes a huge impact in what we do. And every person that donates to my campaign, I call personally. I don't care if it's a dollar, it's $100, $1,000, doesn't matter. I'll call you and thank you, because every dollar matters and it counts in a grassroots movement like us. So we appreciate
one of
all
the things
support that we get.
That I covered this week, talking about money, and I found this extremely interesting, is that there's a very strong competitive battle going on the Democratic primary election upcoming for U.S. Senator. Abdul El-Sayed got endorsed by the UAW, but AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, American Israeli Political Action Committee, committed $2 million, an ad buy, for Congresswoman Haley Stevens going up against El-Sayed. And at the same time, I looked it up under their website, and one of your opponents is well over $100,000 from the very same PAC that is supporting, to the tune of $2 million, Justin, a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. What the heck is going on with that PAC, and why would they do that?
Well, listen, AIPAC approached me, and they said that we see that Congressman Bergman's aging out, and we'd like to jump on your bandwagon and raise you some funds, because we know funds are tight. They're smart. They're calculated. They know every district, both congressional and Senate race. They keep their eyes tuned in on people that they think they can support or in somewhat buy and purchase in order to be, you know, pro-Israel and pro-Israel military. And when they approached me, it was a conversation, and I said, I have to respectfully decline. And people say, that didn't happen. Well, listen, it did. And it was a serious conversation. And I've always said from the start that Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula are not for sale in my campaign. And that resonates with people. And you're looking at them trying to obviously infiltrate Michigan politics. They have a lot of the congressmen and congresswomen, and also the senators have taken money, and you understand why. When you're running a grassroots campaign, when people offer you money, you understand how far that goes. But at the same time, once you're compromised, you're compromised, and that's not something that I want to be a part of. I will reject any super PAC money or PAC money that comes in that's attributed to or associated with AIPAC. But in addition to that, you know, I really don't want those large contributions coming from outside the district. I mean, I'll appreciate when I win the primary and people want to donate and do a max contributions, but we really hope that those donations are from good-hearted people that care about this district and not people who are trying to influence. So it's significant concern in politics. Money in politics is a nasty thing. It's something that needs to be revamped and looked into. They found ways to navigate spaces and move money around to make it beneficial to a certain class of people. But us working class individuals like yourself and myself, who are out here busting it every day to pay the bills and make ends meet, we're not the ones that are benefiting from those investments into our politicians. So we need to change that. There's a lot of reform that needs to be done in terms of campaign finance laws. But again, the only way to do it is to go out there and try to beat the system and show it can be done. And the amount of damage that we're doing with the little funds that we've raised should be impressive to people. If you want to see somebody who's fiscally conservative out there that knows how far to stretch a dollar, just look at our campaign. Look what we're doing. Look at our movement. Look at how we're strategic and where we spend our money. And you'll see, you know, we don't waste people's money. And we're doing a lot of damage right now on the campaign trail against somebody who spent $1.7 million to defeat us. So if you don't think that that's impressive, or you don't think that's going to carry to Washington, D.C., then you need to really go to my website, read about us, and see what we're doing, because we're making a huge impact in this district. We're getting a lot of support, a lot of people like us. And it even shocks me, because I got people that are coming out of the woodwork who I didn't think would support me that are like, you know what, Justin, we're really impressed with what you're doing, and we're looking forward to voting for you. So, you know, those aren't just words of encouragement from an underdog. We're actually doing it. We call ourselves the little engine that could. We just keep chugging along. So,
sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I've heard a lot of people say is they've heard you speak. Your opponents haven't showed up. I heard from one event that they actually called me, the lady who was running the event, and she said, you know, Justin, as the only candidate that came to our event, we invited Congressman Bergman and the other individual, and they said they didn't even give us the courtesy, Justin, of responding that they weren't going to show up. We fully expected all three to be there, and pleasantly surprised, we were able to give all the time to Justin because he was the only person that showed up. You're actually seeing and experiencing that at quite a few of these events.
Yeah, I am. And one of the things that's sad, I mean, from the congressman's perspective, no one in the district other than a few areas of affluence are paying for his campaign, so he doesn't show up at those places. You know, the cost-benefit analysis to him, it's not worth his time to show up to any of those places. And those are places that we've spent a lot of time in because those people matter. The people who can't pay their bills are the ones that we were trying to assist and be a part of and be supportive in their community because they feel like they don't have a voice and they've been forgotten. And mainly that's because they don't have money. And they know it. They feel it. They understand it. You know, and the other person doesn't think that it's important because that's not where the voters are. Their camp, that's what they said. You know, well, we're just going to use our digital media program and our platform to just push our message because the voters aren't there. Who cares about going and seeing 50 people or 100 people at these dinners? It doesn't matter. You know, we can catch them with digital media ads. And there's some truth to that. But the reality is that personal connection that we have with people in these communities matters, or at least it matters to me. And when I go in and I get to hear the stories of these people, I understand about what their communities are going through because I live it with them. I go in and ask them the tough questions and have the tough conversations to try to understand what their communities are facing so I can better help and assist them and lead the fight for them to have a better and more prosperous future. And that's not what you're getting from the other people because they don't care about what these people think or what they say. And that's a sad reality to the situation that we're in. People with money come into our district, try to buy the seat, they try to mail it in, and they could care less what you have to say. All they care about is that you vote for them, and they think that if they spend enough money per voter, they can get you to do that. So you just have to tell the voters, be smart. Look at the people who show up who are in your communities that are having the conversations, who are willing to have those difficult discussions, and vote for them. And I'm not going to tell people who to vote for. I hope that I get their support. Obviously, that's something that's important. But at the end of the day, Randy, the most important thing is you got to have someone that's willing to show up and willing to listen and really work with you on ways to better your communities. And I feel like I'm the only candidate out there that's doing that. I'm both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to give out the website once again. Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, for congress.com is the website. Again, there's a donate button at the top, and if you can donate whatever, it'll help put fuel in the truck and buy some more signs, which it's crunch time. It needs to be done. So good luck, Justin. Stay strong on the campaign trail. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you so much, man. Big God bless you. May God bless this district.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.